Thank you, Beth, and the worship team for this beautiful day. Before I begin my sermon, I just want to say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Pentecost Sunday. Thank you for each person here. And may the words and the meditations of my heart bless everyone and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'd like to begin by asking you a question, and that is, how many words do you think we speak in a day? And I'm not talking about the words we speak in our heads. I'm talking about the words we actually speak out of our mouths.
Four.
Good guess. Any other guesses?
2,500.
Excellent. Great guess. 5,000. Wonderful. Well, the average person speaks about 16,000 words a day. But if you have a big talker like myself, you can get up to 47,000 words in a day. Each and every word we speak is powerful. And I'm not sure if you know this is true, but every single cell in our body has a receptor for our thoughts. And those thoughts create chemical reactions. And guess what else? Your brain will do its job and send out signals and chemical reactions based on your thoughts, even if they're not true. So if you believe that a bear is going to crash into this sanctuary right now, your body is going to react like with a fight or flight symptom. And so it's just amazing that we literally change our chemistry with our thoughts. And if that isn't mind-boggling enough, think about this. God spoke the universe into existence. In Genesis 1:3, he says, "Let there be light," and there was light. And they've even done research on this now, which is pretty amazing. They can show that sound signals through the atmosphere do produce light. That's pretty amazing. And not only did God speak the universe into existence, but God sent Jesus, his one and only Son, who is referred to as the Word, to dwell among us. So in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And in John 1:14, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." God sent Jesus, the Word, to dwell among us and to speak using words to tell us who God is. Today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, the day some 2,000 years ago that the disciples were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the gift that his Father would give him. And he said in John 1:12, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." You see, Jesus had to return to the Father for us and for the disciples to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is interesting. The gift of the Holy Spirit happened 9 days after Jesus' ascension into heaven. And in the scripture, the number 9 refers to as the end, the completion. See, Pentecost marked the end of the Lord's personal ministry here on earth and the beginning of the disciples' ministry, and ultimately that of all believers who repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the power that lived within Jesus dwells in us. Isn't that amazing? See, the Holy Spirit plays many roles in our lives. He is our wonderful counselor, giving us wisdom and joy and peace and patience and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control and the ability to boldly share the gospel and live holy lives. It's impossible to follow God without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't make us do anything. See, God gives us free choice. But we ask the Holy Spirit to come and to guide us And then we can listen to his promptings and go out into the world and be a blessing. In addition to the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit, we have the gift of the Bible, the greatest love story ever told. When was the last time you got into God's Word and let his story of love permeate your heart and your mind and your soul? When we plant God's Word within us, it's like a seed that takes root, and it flourishes when it's watered, and it helps us to withstand the storms that life throws our way. Do you have a Bible verse that brings a smile to your face, a verse that brings you hope and peace and victory? If you don't, get one. These are just a few that inspire me. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Or how about Jeremiah 29:11? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. They are plans to give you hope and a future. How about Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. See, God's word transforms lives and gives us the power to rise above our circumstances and help others do the same. Today's scripture in Ephesians tells us to get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and be compassionate and to use our words to build one another up. This is an important lesson. See, bitterness, rage, and anger divide, destroy, they cause havoc in our bodies and in the world, while compassion and positive words heal. In Proverbs, God instructs us to be wise and prudent and discerning with our lips and to remember that gracious words are sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. It's not always easy to hold our tongue, especially when someone's done us wrong or when we've had a bad day. And to be honest, I've failed multiple times. The brunt of my not-so-sweet words have fallen on my husband or those who I love the most. But as I've walked with the Lord and asked the Holy Spirit to come and transform me, it's become easier to take a breath and speak life. Let's make a conscious decision to heed God's calling and use our words to speak good things over our lives and the lives of others. Encouraging words last a lifetime, but take note, the same is true of hurtful words. And as I entered sixth grade, I learned the power of hurtful words. I entered my middle school, it was the first day, I was so excited. And a girl stood in the doorway, and as I approached, she asked me, "Are you a witch? Because you have a witch's nose." I didn't even know what to say. I just slunk to my chair, and I let those words permeate and fester. And every day she teased me, and it went way beyond my nose. And in time, I did not need her or anybody else to tease me. I had all of those negative words within myself. I would go to bed sad, thinking that I was worthless, and maybe I might as well just be dead. But you see, here's the beautiful thing. God's love and grace chases us down. There is nowhere on heaven or in earth that God's love and grace can't find us. So he started to put wonderful words into my life. My transformation from worthless to worthy did not happen overnight. It took time, it took commitment. It started with reprogramming my mind and opening my heart to God's life-giving words and unconditional love. Has anybody spoken any negative words over you? Have they told you you can't do it, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you're not tall enough, talented enough, pretty enough? I wonder how many opportunities you have missed, like I did, because you've picked up negative words and labels and allowed them to define you. Friends, the devil would like nothing better than to keep you down listening to lies. But that is not what God wants. God wants us to hear and speak and plant his life-giving words so they can take root and flourish and transform our lives. Positive, encouraging words give hope, help us heal, and give us the strength to persevere, no matter what obstacles we face. Let me tell you about a story of one word that changed a life. There was a boy out in California. He wrote a suicide note to his roommates, and he said, "I'm done with life. I am going to go jump off the San Francisco bridge. But if one person says hello, I won't do it." And one person said hello, and that young man is going around the world telling his story and transforming lives. Isn't that wonderful? So the next time you're out, say hello to a stranger. Thank the cashier for bagging your groceries. Thank the maintenance man for cleaning the school. Thank the nurse for taking your blood pressure. Speak favor over your children and your family and your friends and strangers. Remember, hello can save a life. What are you speaking? Every day, look for opportunities to bless people. Start your day by speaking victory into your future. What has God put on your heart? Declare it will come to pass. Sometimes you don't even have to believe what you're saying. Just start speaking favor. When you declare this, God will move heaven and earth to help you fulfill your destiny. Doors will open that you never dreamed could open. Supernatural blessings will chase you down. See, I like to start my day by thanking God. Thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for the birds that are singing. Thank you for that foreign object called the sun today. Thank you that I'm coming out of debt, being healed, overcoming addictions. Thank you that my children will follow the Lord. Thank you that my relationship will be restored and that blessings are chasing me down. Beginning your day by thanking God sets wonderful things in motion. Last Mother's Day, I don't know if you remember, but I couldn't sit. I had to lay down in the back of this church. I heard the words stage 4 metastatic cancer. Now, cancer is a powerful word, but stage 4 metastatic cancer holds even more weight. But there's another word that trumps cancer and every other word, and that is Jesus. Friends, we have nothing to fear. When the chips are down and the obstacles look great, remember the word Jesus, and all will be well. Let your thoughts and spoken words be richly flavored with trust and thankfulness. Speak victory. Every day for the past year, I have been claiming victory over this day. I consciously say my immune system is strong, the cancer is leaving, I am well. I also say things like, my dreams will come to pass. I will fulfill my destiny. I will race at the national championships in October. I will watch our son, Trent, graduate from high school. And guess what? I get to watch him graduate on June 16th. And I will be cheering. And I will be thanking and praising God for this gift that he put on my heart and that I spoke into my future. What will you choose to boldly speak into your future? You see, I could wallow and worry about the challenges I face, but I refuse to dwell on the negative. The devil doesn't get one more day of my life. How about you? Are you still clinging to labels, negative statistics, old degrading stories? Are you focusing on the obstacles, or are you focusing on our God? If negative thoughts are consuming you, throw them off right now. I know it's not easy, but it can be done. Get tough. Be conscious. Ask the Holy Spirit on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday to come and fill you up and renew your mind, transforming you from the inside out. Pick up new life-giving labels and wear them proudly. Allow positive, loving, encouraging words to cling to you, helping you redefine yourself. Change your focus from the problem and instead focus on your God. You and He can do more than you can possibly imagine. God's got you in the palm of your hands. Now do your part and start speaking faith into your future and into the lives of others. Call out your seeds of greatness. Dwell on the right thoughts. I am blessed, valuable, compassionate, gifted, talented, equipped, smart, generous, kind, victorious. I am a highly favored child of the Most High God. Today is your day to rise up and live your impossible dream, the one where you thrive in joy and abundance, covered with love, using your God-given gifts and sharing them with the world. Remember that each and every day you have the incredible opportunity to speak life. This is a free gift that we can give to ourselves and to others. Together we can speak victory and heal this hurting world, one encouraging word at a time. God bless you. Amen.